This week on Into the Podverse, we say farewell as death, sex and money bid adieu with a touching tribute, while Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, prepares to launch the Queen's Reading Room podcast to promote literature. Industry clashes emerge as MailChimp's dispute with Pineapple Street Studios highlights corporate worker dynamics. Marshall Poe's sobering outlook for 2024 reinforces the challenges of podcasting success. Captivate unveils a groundbreaking analytics migration tool, promising a pivotal shift in podcast hosting transitions. Welcome to Into the Podverse with your host, Tony Doe. This is where innovation meets storytelling and challenges transform into opportunities. So join me, Tony Doe, on an auditory journey that unveils the secrets of this burgeoning medium. Uncover the hidden gems of podcasting from my perspective and with exclusive interviews from the masters of the Podverse. If you knew your podcast was coming to an end, would you hold a memorial service for it? Well, recently, I heard about a special event that marked the end of a popular podcast, Death, Sex, and Money. The host, Anna Sill, gathered guests at a bittersweet celebration of the podcast's impact while acknowledging the uncertainty in the podverse. Throughout the event, past guests shared their stories about coping with life's twists, which echoed the theme of the show. Tackling tough topics that we often avoid. Sill's heartfelt speech mirrored the feelings of many facing endings or big changes. She encouraged everyone to accept uncertainty and let go of whatever it is that's ending. It was a touching tribute to a podcast that had touched so many lives, and it was a reminder as well to embrace change, even if that feels unsettling. Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall and the Queen of England, I guess, is launching a podcast called the Queen's Reading Room Podcast. It's set to start on January 8th and will feature her discussing books, sharing her own literary favorites, and hosting notable guests. Camilla's podcast allows her to extend her passion for literature and promote reading to a broader audience. As a member of the royal family, she has a platform that can draw attention to important causes. By using a podcast, she can reach a demographic that might not typically engage with royal activities or literacy initiatives. Her podcast might encourage more folks to pick up a book and discover the joy of reading. It's a way to make literature more exciting and accessible to a wider audience. It's great. Newsletter giants and early podcast industry supporters MailChimp have ended a relationship with long-term partner Pineapple Studios. Why? It's over a dispute over using union workers. Now, MailChimp wanted to work on a new show, but required that all work had to be done by non-union workers, which clashes with the unionized staff at Pineapple Street Studios, and this led to the cancellation of their collaboration. Now, this clash between corporate interests and worker solidarity could set a precedent for how future collaborations are negotiated, potentially impacting the dynamics of creative partnerships and the balance of power between sponsors and production teams. Marshall Poe's thoughts on the podcasting outlook for 2024 are a reality check. He's been around podcasts for a long time and breaks down the industry's history into three phases. The DIY period, when it was a passion project, the gold rush, when money poured in, and now the return to earth phase, where both small creators and big companies are realizing that it is not easy to succeed in podcasting. He compares the cycle to earlier internet trends like personal web pages and blogs, highlighting how everyone tried to make money, but only a few succeeded. Poe's three suggestions for a successful 2024 are for you to join an established team, for you to operate with a cost-effective budget, or for you to bank on luck. His perspective is a bit disheartening about making money in podcasts or any media because so many people are creating content, making it tough for anyone to stand out. However, He reminds creators that if they're passionate and their audience enjoys their content, that's already a remarkable achievement. So who be this Marshall Poe self? Well, Marshall Poe is seasoned historian and editor behind the New Books Network, holds a PhD, and has taught history at prestigious universities like Harvard and Columbia. His expertise spans Russian, European, Eurasian, and world history. Notably, Poe has delved into new media and online collaboration, adding a unique perspective to his analysis. As an experienced figure in podcasting since 2007, his insights on the industry's evolution and challenges for 2024 carry weight due to his extensive background in academia and podcasting.
Yeah.
Captivate, a leading force in podcast hosting, has introduced a pioneering solution to a persistent industry challenge. The company recently debuted the first ever analytics migration tool for podcasts, enabling effortless transfer of download history between hosting platforms. The innovation has drawn widespread praise for its ability to empower podcasts by facilitating the seamless migration of their entire download history. This transition grants access to advanced analytics previously unavailable during platform shifts. Yes, I suffered that. Industry experts and creators alike have commended this development for its potential to revolutionize podcast hosting transitions, offering enhanced insights and functionalities to content creators. This milestone in podcasting technology signifies a significant step forward for the industry. As we wrap up today's and this year's podcasting journey through the ever-evolving world of audio storytelling via the show Into the Podverse, here's a tip to keep in mind. Embrace authenticity. In this landscape filled with content, your unique voice and perspective are your greatest assets. So stay true to yourself, share stories that matter to you, and I'll find them, I promise you, and connect with your audience on a genuine level. Remember, authenticity resonates far beyond the mic. So keep creating, keep sharing, and until next year, happy podcasting. Into the Podverse is brought to you by Tonido Media and is expertly produced by yours truly. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts, and do be sure to leave us a complimentary note via the links in the description. May the Pod Force be with you.
Pretty sure it's Tech-Dilla.
Of course it is. The thoughts in your head and most might be absurd. Don't forget to hit record though. Spread the word, let the world know. Let the story be told of new age warriors and heroes of old. Watch the plans unfold. The suspense, the chill, the pace, the knowance, and most of all the skill. The heart is speaking, for real, I hear them talking. Renewed my subscription, keep the episodes coming. Pure satisfaction, numbers going up and the show's gaining traction. Call to action, suggest you hit the like button. Leave a rating and review, and I'll get back to you. Hope you enjoy the show. I would like to know what you think. Share your thoughts below.